Welcome to The Secret is Work. I am Princess. I am a photographer, a blogger, and a consistent coach. On this podcast, my best friend Kirkland and I, we are super excited to take you on our journey from where we started, where we are, and where we're heading.
And I'm Kirkland, the co-host of The Secret is Work. And I'm so excited to bring you along the journey of Princess and I, telling you where we've been, where we are, and where we want to be. So let's get started.
It is December 30th, Sunday, December 30th, 2018. I am on the couch, laying down. Kirkland is on the floor, and we are going to talk about our first, well, I guess our journey from the time we moved to Atlanta, Georgia, from Florida, starting our very first business to the present day. So, and I remember when we moved there, it was just, to me, Kirkland had plans to move here. I didn't have any plans. I didn't have nothing going for me in Florida. Broke up with a boyfriend. No job. I had nothing going for me. And you, Kirkland, had plans with Tyrone, with our friend Tyrone, to move to Georgia.
Oh, this is where I come in?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, we had plans to move to Atlanta because earlier in the year, in January of 2009, we came here because I wanted to see, like, what life was like. So we looked at places and kind of got a feel of the landscape. I was already in love. I just needed them to fall in love. Really, I think. Not I think. I did. And so when we came here, I think we all kind of unanimously agreed, we're moving to Atlanta. And so we made the move. And it's almost 10 years later.
Almost 10 years later. I mean, honestly, I don't even think I needed to fall in love with Atlanta. I was ready for a change. I wanted to get away from Florida, from my family, from really nothing. I had nothing going for me. So, honestly, I can't say I fell in love in Atlanta when I moved there because it was hella cold. It was cold. It was, I think it snowed the time we were here. The one thing I actually didn't like too much when we visited was the weather, which is the one thing I still don't like about being here. But I tell people all the time, Atlanta was my best move. Since I've been here, I guess I have found what I've been searching for my whole life. I'm still searching. Well, I'm still I have found what is it that I need or want, but I'm working on keeping them and making them my everyday, I guess. But I will say this was my best move. And we moved in, what, March of 2009. And mm-hmm. I remember when we moved there, the place this guy found us was
we trash. All agreed to it, by the way.
Yeah, but we didn't see it. It was trash. It was in Smyrna.
It was trash.
It was now I can say it's trash, right?
Mm-hmm. It was trash though.
It really was. It was terrible. And I remember I was like, we can't move here. This is no. Like, hell no. Like, I think the place, like, it was Harmony something.
We don't remember the name, but we gave it a nickname.
It was Harmony Fall Apart. Or Harmony Falls. And we call it Harmony Falls Apart. And it was terrible, you guys. And I remember the place was terrible. And our friend Tyrone's place was ready. It was beautiful. He moved into the Village. Oh, my God. The Village was gorgeous. And then we had him to be on. He didn't even have a couch down. Because I don't think he unpacked yet. So we didn't even have a couch to sleep on at Tyrone's place. And I remember I was crying. I was like, what the hell? What I was thinking, this was supposed to be a fresh start. This was supposed to be a new beginning. Like, this is supposed to be my new life. And I was just crying. And I was just like, it was terrible,
don't
you guys.
That, the ugly
it was terrible. And I was like, and then I'm one of those people where when I find myself stuck or my back against the wall and I'm just, I'm ready to make a move. I'm ready to do something. And I remember getting on the computer and I was like, I was already applying for jobs, but I had a different push. I had that, like, one of those things that come over you, be like, this is not it. Like, this is supposed to be a fresh start. And I think to me, that moment was that, I guess that moment, in a way, it did change my life. And I think that was that moment, because before, it was like, I was in Florida, I was always working, I was always taking care of myself. But I think that moment, it was when, oh, you're going to have to you have to take care of yourself. And this is the time where you are in a new state, in a new city, and you know two people. Because I remember when I was in Florida and I lost my apartment, I ended up moving to one of my dad's houses in Miami. And in Florida, honestly, I have all of my family in Florida. I have ex-boyfriends in Florida. I have friends in Florida. So if I don't have somewhere to go, honestly, I can just go to one of their houses and I will be at home. But here, it was just Kirkland and Tyrone. So we had one place. And moving back to Florida was not an option because this was supposed to be my fresh start. This was supposed to be my new beginning. Like, I'm not fucking going back to Florida. And I got on the computer and I was just applying for jobs. Well, I'll tell you guys the next move for me from applying for jobs. But I want Kirkland to carry on with his story. So I won't carry on with mine.
Okay, girl.
Okay. You know, I can talk about me.
So in that day, we were like, oh, we're at the apartment. This is trash. She loves to say trash a lot. But however, this was the literal definition of trash. I mean, you imagine it's 2009. The appliances look like they were from the 1950s. Half of the apartment was on different levels, and not in a good way. Like, half the apartment was higher than the other half of the apartment. So it's like a hill was in your apartment. That was a no. The stairs, we almost broke the stairs going up the stairs to go look at the place because it was on the second floor. Everything about this place was saying no, no, no. So we went to the office and we told her, might I add you, the day we moved here, it rained the whole weekend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was raining the whole weekend. It was cold and raining the whole weekend. So we went to the office and we told the lady, no, sorry, can't do this. We cannot move here. And so we did a little back and forth and we had to fight to get our money back. But we did eventually get our money back. So that night we were all freaking out. Like, where are we going to stay? What are we going to do? And then, so we quickly went into action. So we went to Tyrone's apartment and spent the whole day, you know, trying to go through the whole process and get us moved in, or mm-hmm. get Tyrone moved in. So that was another headache. And so we dealt with that. And then from there, when we moved in, I was so tired from the moving day and all the stress that I fell asleep standing up in the corner. And I think that was like a really telling moment of the snapshot of the day. It was stressful. We moved here for a new start, and this is how it started. It wasn't good. It wasn't pretty.
It wasn't. And it wasn't. And to me, I was like, how is this supposed to be my new life? Like, this is story of my life. It's always chaos. And to me, I was like, no, like I did not move here to, this is not it nonetheless. And I remember, like I said, I was applying for jobs. I got on the computer. I applied for, I was on Craigslist. I might have been on Craigslist too. I applied for so many jobs, and I think that was the beginning of the power of numbers, actually, because you know how they say the more you apply for, the more chances of you of getting one, and all I needed was one, and I don't think I went to sleep that night. I was just applying. I applied for so many jobs, and one of them called me. It was because I did collections in Florida. I worked for a collection agency. I actually make so much money. And I decided to, you know what? I'm going to apply for collections. Like, I know how to collect from people. I really know how to get money out of people. I was like, I can do that. So I applied for some collection jobs. And the one company that called me, the very first company that called me, gave me a job. And I remember going to my interview, and I was like, I prayed. I was like, God, please, I need this job. And I got the job. I will say the week after, right? The week after me moving here, I got the job, and I started. I think I got the job the same first interview.
It was the week of.
I got the interview the week of, but I had to do like drug test, background check, and I started within 2 weeks of being here. I started my new job, and it did pay well. We did get a nice place in Smyrna. I ended up working there for a year, and I got laid off. And then I think I was on unemployment for a while, and then I got a new job. So. Pretty much, but I will say my last job that I got, I've only had two jobs since I've been here, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, I've only had two jobs. That job in Outcomes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I've worked at Outcomes for like almost five years, right? But anyways, nonetheless, I worked at that job for a year, and I remember I got laid off, so I was able to get on unemployment for a while, and then I think I was on unemployment for as long as they allowed me. And then, while I was on employment, I started my very first business. Oh, my God. I actually started Professional Desires while I was working at that job. So, we moved in 2009, and while I was working, and all we did was party. I swear all I did was party, you guys. So, before we moved into my first business, Kirkland, even though I had so much fun my first couple of years in Atlanta, I think you and Tyrone had the most fun because I was just in your world. Like, I wasn't in my world the first year. I was just doing what you guys was doing. And basically, I was just there for the drinks and, I guess, the fun.
The drinks. Mostly. Yeah, there was really nothing to do, actually, because... I mean, I had a job. I was working at home for DirecTV, but I didn't like it. I didn't like any job, actually. Let's make that clear. But not that I didn't like the job. It wasn't fulfilling. I guess back then I didn't know these terms we have for these things we always feel. Now that we're, you know, of a different age, it's like we have these terms for things. And I just was not fulfilled at that job. But I didn't know what that meant. I just knew that I didn't like the job. And, you know, from the outside, it's hard. It's very hard to people who, like Cindy, who, like, oh, she has a job and she's working. And why you not working? But working's not for me. Never was, actually. I just didn't know it. Well, I always knew it. I just didn't know another way. But nonetheless, I had this job at DirecTV at home. I didn't like it, but I did it. And me and Tyrone went out every night of the week. That was back when I first moved to Atlanta. One thing that was so common that's not common now. There was a club open every night of the week. Like, literally every night of the week. And we would go out Monday through Sunday, round the clock. And we would always get in for free and drink free. And we did that for the first whole year, basically. However, one thing I didn't realize is that all that partying wasn't in vain, actually. Because now that I'm at a different phase in my life, I realized that I was actually networking, which I didn't know I was networking. Because a lot of those people that I got to know almost 10 years ago are now, they're now my business partners. I mean, not my business partners, sorry. They're now my clients that shoot with me on a regular, or they're people that read my blog on a regular or listen to my podcast or my other podcast, I should say, every time I put out an episode. So although I was doing a lot of partying, I did not realize that I was actually networking. And I wish I realized that I was networking while I was doing it, because I would have did it more intentionally, more effectively. But nonetheless, we partied a whole lot that year. I mean, a lot. And Cindy will tell you all of her stories where my shoes are gone and my, my cars are ruined.
I mean, like, it's when I first moved it, it's like I was in a cage, right? It's like, because living in Florida, I was young, so I wasn't partying. How old were we when we moved there?
I was 20.
So I was 21. I had just started drinking, you guys. So I was just, whatever they were doing, like, I was tagging along. Kirkland liked to say, I like to stay home now. Before, I never stayed home. I was, wherever they were going, I was going. Pride weekend, I was there.
So are you blaming me? I'm
confused. Everywhere they go, I was there, like, all the parties, from Vita to the Geisha House to...
Oh, my God, Geisha House.
All the gay places in Atlanta they were going to, I was going to. And honestly, you would think I moved there, and because I work, I had a job, so I already had met some girlfriends at work. I was meeting guys other places. So I didn't have a need to... I was impressed to hang out with other people. I just really wanted to hang out with them. And I used to go everywhere. Like, Tyrone and I, we used to have so much fun. It's I guess I did have a girlfriend. I had Tyrone. So we just used to have so much fun. And I remember, because I was the only one that had a car. So, but I was always wasted. So I was always throwing up in Kirkland's shoes.
Always.
You know what the issue is? It's not even that I'm throwing up. Why is your shoes off anyway?
Why were
your shoes off anyway? For whatever
reason, I'll be home.
For whatever reason, I would throw up in Kirkland's shoes. And I remember when we went out and the DJ, one of the DJs, he was always buying me drinks. Always buying us drinks. He would send us bottles. And I will, and you
child,
know,
those were the days.
And you know, if you know anything about me, I have no self-control. And I will drink, and I will drink, I will drink, and I will wake up with the worst hangover. I will wake up wasted. I was still drunk when I wake up. I will be like, what the hell happened to me? I've woke up on the stairs. I've woke up in the kitchen. I've woke up on the couch. I've woke up everywhere in the house but my fucking bedroom. I woke up in the bathroom. I remember waking up, I'm like, why am I on the bathroom floor? And funny thing is, when I wake up, my clothes was always off. It's like, I'm like, thank God these guys are gay, because why is my clothes off? But moving here was really my best move. And my first few years here, I really had the most fun. Before I started my very first business, I had the most fun. And I feel like I had two jobs.
You had two jobs?
Yeah, I had two jobs, which is go to work and party. Go to work and party. I remember there was time we would party and you guys just dropped me off to work. Mm-hmm. Do you remember the time where you and Tyrone went out and y'all got so fucking drunk I had to come get y'all? I had to make low. You had to get your stomach pumped at Grady.
Nope, don't remember that.
Oh, okay. Mm-mm. They were so drunk. At this time I was hanging out with low. Low was just so happy to be at my house. Let me tell on myself. Go ahead. Lo just so happened to when I moved there, there's one part I'm not touching on this podcast. But I had this friend Lo. She used to hang out with me all the time. And she had to take me because we only had one car. So which means what they used to do is during the weekdays, I didn't really go out. Like I think I went out Thursday through Sunday. But Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, I'm home. And Kirkland and Tyrone will take the car to go, who knows. And it was one of them days where they took the car. I was asleep. And I'm getting calls waking me up at early in the morning saying, Tyrone called me. I have to go get them. And Kirkland was nowhere to be found because they took him to Grady and Tyrone. We had to go get Tyrone. We had to go get Kirkland. And then Kirkland was out of it, so I had to go to work and then come back and get Kirkland.
Don't remember none of that.
So, however,
I don't remember none of that shit.
Of course you don't. Mm. So, I like to think 2009 and early 2010 was a fun year. It was the year that we moved to Hotlanta, Georgia. And before that, on the next episode, we will get into starting our very first business. Because I started my first business in 2010. When did you start? Because you had a business in Florida.
No.
No?
I started my first business when we moved here in April with Tyrone. It was a blog. It was a social commentary, pop culture blog. Very similar to, like, what The Shade Room is now. We started a blog like that.
We imagine if you guys kept going.
Right?
But yeah, so I started my very first business, which was a professional dating website. So it was a dating website for professionals. It was called, we'll talk about it on episode 2. But we are excited to share our journey with you guys. So next week, you will get to know how I started my very first business. And what leads me to being I Am Princess.
So, guys, see you in the next episode.
See you next week. Bye.
Bye.